A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Shaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. It's partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 82 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. UDOT and environmental experts are working to clean up a concrete spill in the Mill Creek Stream. Officials tell us it could take at least a week, and they are asking people to stay away. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our team coverage.
The spilled concrete hit the Mill Creek Stream just west of I-215, which is around 3600 south. The stretch of the stream impacted could be as far as 500 east. Samantha Huser with the Division of Water Quality says fortunately people living nearby don't need to worry about their culinary water.
The stormwater system and the drinking water systems are completely separate.
Huser says the material has discolored the stream and created a foam on top of the water. She says they'll be watching to make sure that foam doesn't drift further.
We have crews out over the weekend to monitor. We're going to go further down to observe the Jordan River, make sure there's no further impacts.
And several dead fish have washed up on the banks of the stream since the spill. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our team coverage, I'm Lindsay Ertz. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources doesn't know exactly how many fish have died yet, but they say it's largely impacted the fish above 20th East.
We estimate, like from past surveys, the densities of fish in this area are roughly 500 catchable trout per mile.
Spokeswoman Faith Heaton Jolly says if you caught a fish in the area above the spill and think it might be contaminated, don't eat it. The spill created a foam along the river that the Salt Lake County Health Department says is their biggest worry for people and pets.
It's an alkaline substance, so it could burn and cause irritation.
Spokesman Nick Rupp says they're not worried about people ingesting it, but if your dog licks their fur, that could be problematic. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Developing news on KSL News Radio, Zion National Park Rangers are reporting some flooding has started near Clear Creek, Spry Canyon, and Telephone Canyon. National Weather Service estimates up to a half an inch of rain has already fallen and that part of Washington County is under a flash flood warning until 5:15 tonight. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The CDC says COVID's Delta variant could spread as easily as chickenpox and may cause mild cases among fully vaccinated people. A document leaked from the CDC shows the variant may be spread by vaccinated people at the same rate as unvaccinated people. ABC's Alex Perez begins our team coverage.
The CDC has not confirmed this report to ABC News. They are set to release the data today that led to its new recommendation that even fully vaccinated people wear masks indoors in areas of substantial or high transmission.
The massive outbreak linked to Provincetown, Massachusetts, believed to be one of the deciding factors. 882 people now infected, most of them apparently vaccinated.
The CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, confirmed the document's accuracy to the Washington Post. She told CNN that her agency is not crying wolf here and that this is very serious. The CDC is explaining why it's making these new recommendations. Our team coverage continues with ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Unlike with other variants of the coronavirus, vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant can transmit it. The CDC called that finding concerning and said it was pivotal in deciding to issue the new recommendation for everyone to wear a mask indoors in areas where there's lots of cases. The CDC said it wanted to make sure the vaccinated public would not unknowingly transmit the virus to others, including their unvaccinated or immunocompromised loved ones.
Meantime, 19 members of one Arizona family are now isolating after all of them got sick with COVID. ABC's Alex Stone reports they were mostly vaccinated.
Last weekend, Mary Vigil and other family members flew to Texas. She was fully vaccinated, thinking she was safe to take off her mask and be around the rest of the family in mourning over the loss of her mom. Now 19 family members have COVID. most vaccinated.
We just took our masks off and we were hugging.
And now she has this message.
Wear your mask. This is not a joke.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Thousands of families across the country are anxiously waiting to see if Congress will extend the federal government's moratorium on evictions. The deal expires tomorrow, and the Biden administration says they can't extend it after a Supreme Court decision requires congressional authorization. Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that the president is still hoping Congress can come up with a deal.
The administration is going to work together with leaders in Congress on potential avenues to extend the eviction moratorium to protect these vulnerable renters.
And it looks like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is proposing an extension of the eviction moratorium through mid-October. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest.
In a letter to colleagues, Speaker Pelosi says the October date would align with the public health emergency declaration that was issued by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Pelosi continues to assert that, quote, Congress has the power to direct the CDC to extend the eviction moratorium. In a news conference Friday morning, Pelosi said,
we would like the CDC to expand the moratorium. That's where it can be done.
But it's unclear at this point how the CDC will respond to this suggestion. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky noted in a statement last month that the July extension would be the final one. Catherine Falders, ABC News.
And Ricky Meese, what does our Friday afternoon drive look like?
We already have a rollover crash being cleared. It has blocked all northbound lanes of traffic at 7th East at the I-80 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still to come on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news. Do you think self-cleaning toilets are a good idea? Well, Jeff is going to talk about it coming up next in his Minute of News. KSL News Time 306.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
Is there a better way to oppose legislation that's bad for the country?
It is far more effective for you to call your local city council member
than it is for you to call the White House.
Join and expanded inside sources from 1 to 3.
Tell Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
Hey. We made USA.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.